Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? It's your girl, Taria Vision of Vine, and you have tuned in to the Urban CEO Network radio show, where we are unapologetic, real, bold, action-oriented, and non-conforming. We have a mission to show our kings and queens how to build big business while being yourself. On today's show, we have another incredible VIP guest, and many of our urban CEOs are going to be sharing their breakthroughs. So grab a pen and paper and let's get ready to start the show. Yeah, yeah. Well, all right. Hello, everybody. Taria, and again, so excited to have you guys here on the Urban CEO Radio Show. Do me a favor, if you are in the Facebook group, make sure that you go over to the Facebook group right now and let us know that you are on the line. Simply go to the Facebook group, Urban CEO group, and you're going to go ahead and type in what city and state you guys are chiming in from, what city and state you're chiming in from. Also, letting us know that you are listening live by including the hashtag Urban CEO, okay? So make sure, I'm sorry, Urban CEO Radio Show. Make sure, if you want to get your post approved, that you include the hashtag Urban CEO Radio Show. Again, welcome, everybody. I'm pumped. I'm excited because we've got another one of our VIP guests here today. But before we get into that, of course, you know, we've got to make sure we have our announcements and all that good stuff. So while you guys are posting, I'm going to go ahead and share some of the incredible announcements that are coming up. April the 26th through the 28th, I still have to make sure it is listed there. April the 26th through the 28th, we have the six-figure book boot camp taking place in Atlanta, Georgia, at the Hilton downtown, right in the heart of Atlanta. And I'm going to tell you this, guys, this incredible three-day conference is going to change your life. This conference is for authors as well as future authors. So if you are an author or you are a future author, you do not want to miss this. The title is all about making six figures, leveraging your book. So many authors out there that have their books or they're getting ready to write the books and they're not really setting their books up for success. And so we wanted to have an incredible three-day conference. You're going to learn. We're going to have a VIP. It's going to be like a VIP happy hour, too, so you get a chance to connect with everybody and have a good time. But it's taking place April the 26th through the 28th. And if you want to go ahead and register, get your early bird tickets because it's going to go up. I want you to understand it's going to go up. We're going to have 150 people traveling in all across the country, all across the nation. Simply go to sixfigurebookbootcamp.com, sixfigurebookbootcamp.com, okay? So make sure you go and get your early bird tickets. Also, April the 3rd, we have the Stay and Pray Retreat that is going to be in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Stay and Pray Retreat, guys, is for 12 to 20 sisters in Christ that want to fast, stay, and pray to change your life, family, ministry, business, and world. That is taking place in Chattanooga, Tennessee, April the 3rd through April the 7th. Also, we have the Valentine's Cruise. I was getting it all confused. It's actually in 2020 by Shawna Jennings. The Valentine's Cruise 2020 is going to be taking place February the 10th. It is a cruise to Nassau, Bahamas. And if you want to go to this cruise, guys, you simply need to do is, again, go over to the events tab in the group and check out the details. She has the link so that you can register. This looks super cute, super exciting, hosted by Shawna Jennings. And the other, the Stay and Pray Retreat, is hosted by our Urban CEO, Rhonda Hudgens. Okay, so make sure, guys, that you go over to the events tab. You can see all the things that are taking place with the Urban CEO. Also, don't forget, you go ahead and you are on the line. We have Seneca James. Oh, she says I'm breaking up a little. Okay, awesome. I'm going to make sure to get that fixed. We do have Atia Gray on the line from Chicago. Thank you so much for dialing in, darling. So what I'm going to do is I can fix this breaking up, okay? I'm going to go ahead and bring on our very first co-host of the day. She's going to share our quote of the day, and she's actually the young lady to let me know it's breaking up. So Seneca James, you are now live on the Urban Radio Show. Love, what is your quote of the day?
Good afternoon. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
So my quote of the day is, I don't need, or you don't need, we don't need the outside world to validate us or make our decisions. We are the only ones who validate ourselves. So my quote of the day will be, I don't need the outside world to validate me or my decisions. I am the only validation that I need. And the reason why I'm saying that is because sometimes we look for people to tell us yes. We look for family to tell us yes. We look for friends to tell us yes. And those be the ones that don't really give us the support. So don't look for anybody else to validate you or give you the go. You do what makes you happy. You go for what's going to make you money. You go follow your dreams and, you know, do what makes you happy. Don't always look for validation. So that would be my quote of the day.
I absolutely love it. Thank you so much. Seneca, can you hear me better now?
Yes, ma'am, I can.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much. And, yes, honey, I am with it all day. You know, I'm always talking about that, guys. You know, we will get lost in the sauce trying to please other people and at the end of the day lose what it is that we desire to have happen in our life. And so thank you so much for being on again today. By the way, don't forget, guys, go over to the Facebook group and let us know that you are on the line by simply typing that you're on the line with City and State, as well as including hashtag Urban CEO Radio Show, okay? Hashtag Urban CEO Radio Show. Now, guys, I'm telling you, we've got so many great things that are coming up before we bring on another one of our co-hosts to share her quote of the day. We've got tons of stuff that are taking place. T-shirts. So for those of you who are excited about this movement and you purchased your T-shirt, first of all, thank you so much, okay? Thank you so much for purchasing your T-shirt and being a part of one of the first 100 founders. I am truly grateful for that. But make sure to check your emails, okay, because some people, we weren't able to get everybody's information so that you can actually be posted on the website. And if you have to resend it, just make sure that you follow exactly the steps. Make sure the subject is correct. Make sure that you put everything in one email, because when you purchase that T-shirt, we want to make sure that we highlight you. And just so you guys know, this is not the beginning of our launch. This is what I would consider a soft launch. We have some things that are in the making that is going to blow your mind. And so for those of you who spent your money to get your Urban CEO T-shirt, first of all, I appreciate it tremendously from the bottom of my heart. I'm telling you guys, I do my best to give out as much value that I can, and simply buying a T-shirt, I think that that is just one of the most awesome forms of just showing us how much you are rocking with us with the Urban CEO. So make sure to check your emails, check your spam. My team sent out an email to everybody. And those of you, we've already started shipping out the shirts. Some you'll start getting them, you know, very soon, and some will be shipped out next week. But definitely we are excited. Now, when you get your T-shirts, darling, okay, when you get your T-shirts, make sure that you post a full picture, not just a picture of the shirt. Like, sometimes people will send me a picture. I know what the shirt looks like. You don't got to do that. I want to see you in the shirt. I want to see your smiling face, your beautiful face in the shirt. So make sure, guys, that you actually take a picture, share your picture, so that we can show people are really joining this movement. And, you know, we really believe that being an urban CEO, meaning you're unapologetic, meaning that you're real, meaning that you're bold, action-oriented, and nonconforming. We really believe in this movement, guys. What we must make sure that we do is that we must make sure that we support it by showing that we're supporting. So, again, make sure you put Urban CEO Radio Show if you want us to post your post, hashtag Urban CEO Radio Show. That is what you want to do. Max, thank you so much for sharing. Thank you so much for sharing that you're listening in live and you shared the post onto your timeline. I appreciate y'all because, you know, again, we've got to make this a movement and I can't do it by myself. And so I thank you. Now, let me just tell you guys, we are still looking for people that would like to be a part of our board. And we're going to have a board interest meeting on February the 28th. Now, what we're not trying to do is take you guys away from your current businesses. So if you're building a business already, this is designed to be an additional incentive. Being a part of this movement, our goal is to help our urban CEOs to grow their businesses, okay? So if you're interested in learning more about being a part of this board to helping us to grow this movement, make sure that you send an email to info at urban urbanceonetwork.com, info@urbanceonetwork.com, that you're interested in learning more about being on our board and what it's going to take. We're going to have the call or the interest meeting on February the 28th, okay? We're looking for 7 people to join the board that can help in all different things from, you know, from marketing, from social media, from even assisting with this radio show, from helping us with events that we're going to be having. We've got conferences that we're going to be doing, all types of great things. And so we're definitely looking for people to serve and be a part of that. All right. Now, let me bring up another one of our Urban CEO co-hosts, and she's going to share her quote of the day as well. Further ado, Ms. Kitten Gray, you are now live on the Urban CEO Radio Show. What is your quote of the day?
Good morning to all my urban CEOs. My name is Kitten, you guys know that. And my quote of this day is, and this is really food for thought, guys, remember the difference between a boss and a leader. A boss says go, but a leader says let's go. And this is in honor of my sister, my friend, my coach, Taria Vision Avant. She's saying let's go. She's not going by herself. She's taking us all with her. So get on this movement. The Urban Black CEO, oh, I put black in there. The Urban CEO is going to be thebomb.com, guys. Love you. Peace out.
Awesome. Oh, man, I love you too, and thank you so much. Yes, let's go, let's go, let's go. This is the thing. You know how some people wait for people to pull them up and join the movement with them? That's not what this is about. This is all voluntary, okay? So if you want to be a part of this movement, don't be upset because Taria or Kitten or Seneca or nobody called. We're letting everybody know we want you. And so this is 100% voluntary. You've got to raise your hand. You've got to step up to your own opportunity, guys. And so, again, send your email. Now, what I will tell you is this. If you have not received a reply back from our Urban CEO Network company or group and you haven't gotten the link for the registration, you need to send another email, okay? So the email is info@urbanceonetwork.com. In the midst of putting the website together and getting all the communication, of course, some communication got lost in the sauce, but it's no big deal. Just go find the email that you already sent, resend it. Make sure the subject is correct. So that's one of the things, because when you just reply to a message that may have been sent to you, sometimes that just goes in a thread and it confuses our team, okay? So make sure to send a new email with all the required information, all right? Shout out to our brand new Facebook members as well. We have some brand new Facebook team members that have joined us. Make sure when you're inviting people to join the team that you're also letting them know what they're joining. We have Jeff Linenberger. We have Kamitsi, Jared Ojeda. We have Derek Pitt, Sharita Humphrey, Jason C. Ewing, Veronique Griffith, Kim Carroll. We have Tina Delahousse Batiste and Robinson Francois. All right, so welcome, welcome, welcome to the Facebook group. And make sure, guys, whoever it is that you're inviting, let them know about our live radio show. Let them know exactly what's taking place so that they can actually plug in to the show. Let me shout out some other people. And, again, thank you so much to our co-hosts who shared their quote of the day. We have Helen Davis on the line from South Carolina. Hello. We have Anne Maria Cross on the line from Durham, North Carolina. Hello, hello. And, again, if you want us to shout you out, make sure that you go over to the Facebook group page, include hashtag Urban CEO Radio Show. And thank you so much, Rhonda. Rhonda is chiming in live from Douglasville, Georgia. I appreciate you for putting that information. And also we have some member requests, okay? That's what I'm talking about. Don't forget, invite at least 2 to 5 people to join us on this every single day if you can, all right? Okay, so, again, if you're interested in being a part of the board, you know, we need all types of help. We need help with the social media. I'm telling you, I'm swamped right now, and in order for us to make it what I know it's going to be, we're talking about $1 million empire, okay? If you want to be one of the people to say that you were a part of the movement at the beginning, make sure, first of all, purchase your T-shirt. Simply go to urbanceonetwork.com. It's just get a T-shirt. Many of us spend that amount of money on food, okay? Show support for the movement. And then number two, if you want to be on the board, make sure to send your email info@urbanceonetwork.com, and we will let you know exactly what you need to do. It is going to be an interview process. I am going to be
for the board, I will be personally inviting some additional people as well that I'm looking for, you know, that I believe can bring some additional value. So just make sure, guys, if you're interested, if you have experience with being on the board, you have experience with any other things that you know, media, marketing, social media, if you have experience with hosting events, doing events, all types of stuff like that, guys, make sure to submit your information. And the purpose is, of course, to help you to grow. You're going to be listed on the website as one of the executive board members. Of course, you know, everybody will be able to connect directly to you. And also, don't forget to check out the website, urbanceonetwork.com. All right, so let's bring on our VIP guest of the day. So excited to have this young lady on the line because she does something that's absolutely incredible, okay? What she does is, you know, she doesn't like to say, she doesn't like to be called a travel agent because that's not what she does. She is what you call a destination event specialist. And this young lady has been working with influencers from all across the country and definitely helping them to make tons of money. And so I'm pumped up and excited to bring her on the line because this is not only a partner but also a friend of mine, none other than Sasha Espada. What's going on, girls?
Hey, girlfriend. Can you hear me loud and clear?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear, Sasha. Thank you so much for joining us on the Urban CEO Radio Show. And, man, I was just so excited about the fact that I knew you were going to be on because a lot of people really don't understand, I think, what value it is to be able to do some of these incredible destination events. And I know that you have really mastered it to the point where even the company that you bought your franchise through is now having you to do additional trainings and things like that. But for the people, maybe this is the first time hearing your voice, please let us know a little bit about you and how did you get into what you do today?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, before I even jump into that, thank you so much for having me on this platform. I think what you're doing is absolutely amazing and being able to bring all of these CEOs together to be a part of this movement, I think it's so incredible. So thank you so much. For those of you hearing my voice for the first time, my name is Sasha Espada, and no, I don't speak any Spanish. my twin, I'm actually from the Caribbean, from Trinidad and Tobago, and I've had my franchise for about six, actually this year's going to be year number six, franchised 6 years ago with my husband. And really what I got into, how I got into travel, is quite simple. For the simple process, simple fact that we travel all the time. And we were looking to start a home-based business, not really knowing what we wanted to do, but definitely traveling every year with our family and friends. And we noticed that every time we would go, people would come with us. So we actually started looking at that as a business to actually start. So that's how we actually got started back in 2013 specifically. And I think I remember I was talking to one of my friends the other day that my first group was actually only 11 couples. 11 couples was my first group. So that was back in 2013, and we haven't looked back since. So that's kind of how we got started.
And you laugh about only 11 couples. That's big. Like, I don't even know. Whenever I talk to Sasha, and she's like, well, we only have like 100 gazillion people registered to come on the cruise. I'm like, girl, and some people can't even get five people to show up to their house, okay? So you're doing something that is just really tremendous, and I'm super excited about, you know, the growth and what I've seen happen by knowing you, you know, over these past couple of years and just what has happened. So tell us, you know, you do destination events. For those that are listening in, who would you say is the perfect ideal person to do one of these events? And what is a destination event? Is it like, you know, traveling to somewhere or is it cruising? Like, how do you describe that?
A destination event is something, it's a combination of what you're currently doing and changing your environment for that particular market. So who is a perfect candidate for destination events? Well, it depends on who you're speaking to. We've had so many different clients, variation of clients from yoga to fitness to professionals, ministries. So many different walks of life. So I think the beautiful thing about it is no matter what your niche market is, if you're looking to add an additional stream or just a different spin on what you're currently doing, a destination event will be perfect for that individual because you're adding additional value to what your audience is already receiving. what we've been able to do is just look at the overall holistic overview of that particular individual and see what they're currently doing. So my version of a destination event, instead of taking your regular events, such as, let's use fitness for an example, since that's typically one of the most popular ones that we interact with. A destination event for someone in the fitness industry, their typical event may be come to the gym, let's go to the mountains, let's go to the park, and let's have a fitness day together. Well, what we're doing is we're taking that simple component of your fitness event, and we're going to take your individuals, all of your people that typically come with you, and we're going to move them to a destination event. So we may fly there, we may cruise there. It could be in the same state, but just a nicer location to add a vacation component to your niche. And what that does is it multiplies the amount of audience that you typically would have, because if I'm a fitness person, I'm going to come to work out. But if you're saying, okay, we're doing a destination event, me as a fitness expert or me as a fitness hard-going person, I'm going to say, Taria, girl, such and such is having an event and we're going to the Bahamas. You should come. So Taria may not be a fitness goer, but she wants to come on the trip. So now you've just doubled your audience just by diversifying the type of event that you typically would have. And that's the beautiful thing about destination events versus a regular retreat that you typically would have.
I love that. Now, I know that you do cruises. You do, like, the events where, you know, where, like, somebody can – I know you had something where they did something in Cancun or things of that nature. What do you find is the easiest – like, if somebody is listening right now and they want to say, okay, you know what, let me reach out to Sasha and I want to do an event. What is the easiest? Is it doing a cruise or is it doing where actually your attendees actually fly into location and you do it there?
I am very partial to cruises, and I'll tell you why. When I first started this, and you've been here with me throughout this entire journey, Royal Vision Voyage, if you've never heard of it, it's a perfect example of taking a selective group of individuals onto a destination event. And I use cruises for that group specifically for these two reasons. The first one being most of the people that are coming, a cruise is very easy to get to, and it doesn't require a passport, okay? So if that person is a U.S. citizen, all they need is their ID and their birth certificate. It makes it that much easier, and it reduces the excuses as to why they can't attend. The reason why I choose that over flying or all-inclusive, not saying it's not one is better than the next, I'm just telling you that my personal preference, passport is required. So I have a gentleman that is on child support and he cannot fly anywhere, but a cruise is his escape from his circumstances. You know what I'm saying? His circumstances. So allowing people to go on a cruise and eliminating that, you know, the no's and the excuses as to why they can't go, that's why I prefer a cruise. Now, I do have someone that I work with and he is against cruises and he only wants to fly to remote destinations, and that's because the type of the caliber of people that he attracts, they prefer to fly out, okay? So those are the two differences between flying somewhere versus cruising. They're both good products, but I prefer cruising as an option. We have so many different things that we can do with cruise components, from events on board, you know, the simplicity of getting that person on there, workshops, just to name a few of the items, but definitely cruises would be a way for me to go.
Absolutely, guys. And I want you to think a little bit. So this is for anybody that does any kind of event. If you do conferences, workshops, et cetera, you know, being able to do a destination event is really dope. And, you know, as Sasha was talking about the Royal Vision Voyage, yeah, it's so funny because everybody thinks it's my cruise because I've been doing it since day one. And, of course, everybody calls me Taria Vision Avant. But she is actually the founder and creator of the Royal Vision Voyage. And when we first started off, I loved it because we were able to take what it is that, you know, many of us do locally here in the States by doing workshops and bring an environment of traveling, traveling to international lands. And because of that, you know, I've been able to travel to the Bahamas, to Mexico, to Jamaica, and now we're going to, it's Bermuda, right? What are we
Bermuda.
Yes. Look, we know so much. I don't even know no more. I was like, child, look, something got me traveling all over the world. I don't even know. But what's exciting, like you said, is you can do workshops. When I say that I have made coins on her events, like doing those workshops, and then I even think about the people that have done, you know, these cruises and things like that, and the amount of money by partnering with her that they were able to make. Like, are you able to give an example? I don't know if you want to put people's business out there, but are you able to give an example of, like, how many people somebody got registered and the kind of profits they were able to see?
Yeah, so I'll give an example from years ago, and I'll use this one. This was the first, I won't say his name, but this was one of the first individuals that I worked with. Literally didn't really know what he had in his hands. So I'll show you the magnitude of when you understand what it is that you're doing and the reasons why you're doing it. When I first started this, it wasn't because of money. My first event, I made no money. But over the years, we've been able to master exactly the process from start to finish and what is acceptable and what's not. He put his event out there, not even really thinking about it. He had about close to 50 people show up. Out of the expenses of paying for certain people to come, posting a few times here and there, and not really marketing the event, he made $3,000 not by even focusing on that event. Okay? $3,000,
wow.
And this was years ago, $3,000 plus his trip paid, plus his companions. When I say companions, I mean his business associates that he brought on, all those paid, and he still walked away with some cash. And I say that to say this. When you understand the fine-tune element of what we've put together and the amount of money that you can make, $3,000 was not what he should have made, right?
Not
he made that with no effort.
Right.
With
he
zero
killed
effort,
it,
that's
walked
what he
away
made.
With a five-figure check. And not even just a five-figure check, but when you do an event like that, these are people who are investing. So they believe in investing in themselves. You can sell on the cruise. And so that, you know, we've had people that have made some great incomes selling their packages, programs, services, et cetera, on the cruise.
Absolutely.
And so it's just awesome. I know, you know, the first couple of times that I spoke, I was able to offer some coaching programs. Now I just like to come just to come support Sasha, because it's just really exciting to see what she has been able to do, especially with just, you know, bringing on people. And she's always telling me, oh, I've got this influencer now doing an event, I got this person. And so it's really exciting. And another thing that most people don't know is that Sasha does a lot behind the scenes, right? So Sasha, let's talk about like that. So what am I, as the influencer, if I go ahead and decide to partner with you, what would I be responsible for doing? Because I know there's once we get on the cruise and we get off, and there's different activities, and like, do I have to organize all of that stuff, or like, what do I need to do?
Right. So I have people that are very hands-on that they prefer to do that themselves. And pretty much when we go over your coaching session to determine what exactly you're trying to do, how you would like your event to look, your current event, and mind you, if you do not have a current event set up, this would be the perfect avenue for you to set one up, okay? Just throwing that out there. What I look for in the influencer or the group leader, what they're responsible for is solely at the beginning to promote your event. Something I learned from you a long time ago is when you bring somebody on your trip or you bring somebody on your event, it's not their responsibility to promote. Although it's a great thing if they do share, they do promote for you, that's not your ending result. You have to promote your event. So let's have a goal in mind. How many people that you're looking to attend? X amount of people will yield X amount of dollars, and what are you looking to achieve? During the event, when we're away, whether we're on property or we're on board, a couple of things that I specifically do for my group leaders. Once your event is promoted, let's say you have about 50 people coming on board, my job is to get them from point A to the destination point. When we are at the destination point, there's a couple of things that I let go, such as if there's anything wrong with their room, they needed special services for dinner, whatever the case is, that now becomes the property's business. For the workshop, making sure that they know where they're going, making sure they know the times, set up if we need any special type of tables. We've been able to do cocktail parties, making sure that they have the special invitation for that. Your job is to make sure that you're present on time and to ensure that whoever speakers you bring on, that they are taken care of, meaning they came because of you, the group leader. So be a host to them. There's nothing more horrible than you bringing somebody on to your event and them not feeling as family or as part of the event. So definitely be a host to your co-host, I would say, or to your panel that you bring on board. That is your responsibility. The setup and everything, making sure everybody is taken care of, knowing where they need to go, time frames, making sure they're on time. That's something that I assist you with, definitely. So most of those pains will be eliminated from you. If you need microphone stuff, these are all things that I do. All of the behind-the-scenes stuff, sound checks, microphone, how many microphones you need, are we drinking, are we having drinks this particular hour? It's so many details that I take off from you, but I just need you to be the perfect host. Walk around the room, let people shake your hand. Just be a host. And I think that's what makes or breaks an event, is if people can feel and connect with you, they will come back. Because we're not just doing this for 1 year. We're hoping that this will turn into a multiple-year event for you. And if people have fun and they really, truly enjoy your company and the value of what your event does based on your particular niche market, they will come back. They will tell others. They will bring more friends for you. So, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. And we have seen it grow tremendously to where she's now got celebrities coming on board. She's got other influencers this year for the Royal Vision Voyage. She's got a lot of really high influencers that are going to be a part of it. And that can be the same thing for you. And like she was saying, you know, I always stress to her, whenever you get an influencer, it's not really their responsibility to promote. You leverage that, the fact that they have a big following, and then the people, you start connecting to their followers. And so that's something that she has also taught those individuals who are bringing and putting together their own destination events. Man, this is really exciting, and I know that there's so many people listening in right now that are probably, their mind is probably moving and thinking about ideas, and this is definitely something, guys, if you've ever thought about being able to make some money, have some good fun at the same time, you definitely want to get with Sasha because she knows how to do it. And when I say she works over and beyond, like when I say the kind of customer service that she gives, not just to her clients or partners, but also even the attendees, for any cruise. I know this is not for me to necessarily say, but I've just known that she's even made decisions, you know, to go regardless of what was taking place in her personal life. She is an over and beyond, and this is why I call a friend. I don't just call anybody my friend. This is somebody that I know for sure. When she says that she's serious about impacting and helping people, that's what she does. And I have seen so many people get together, put these cruises, put these destination events together, and make some major things happen. Hey, Sasha, if somebody wants to get in contact with you and possibly put together the opportunity of doing an event with you, what is it that they need to do?
First things first, definitely email me so that way we can set up a strategy session. And this is key because we don't want to just jump right into, yeah, we're doing an event, right? We want to make sure we do things in excellence and we do it the right way. So I would ask that they email me so we can set up a time, and you can email me at S, as in my first name, Sasha, and then my last name, Espada, E-S, P as in Paul, A, D as in David, A, at cruiseplanners.com, okay? And email me, or you can call me, and I'm going to give you my business line, so please don't text. It's 407-614-8574, and you can definitely leave a message there. And what we'll do is we'll set up a time so we can go over what it is that you're currently doing, what you're looking to do, and then see if it fits so that we can make a successful event for you. I have to say that anything that you believe that you can possibly do, it's there, it's attainable, it's possible for you. One of my big goals is just to take over an entire ship. I mean, it seems crazy, but just start with a goal, no matter how small, no matter how silly it may sound. Start with a goal of what it is you're trying to do for your particular business, and let's add an additional stream of income to what you're currently doing and add some more value.
Yes, honey. And if you look, y'all know I'm always a preacher for that.
multiple streams of income because living off one ain't working anymore. Sasha, thank
yes.
you so much for being a part of our radio show, guys. I'm just telling you as a witness, I've seen it happen. I've seen people that have been able to do these destination events, and she helps to coordinate a lot of the stuff. You know, don't go to nobody else. I'm telling you, because I know how hard she works for her partners, how hard she works for their clients or their customers as well, this is somebody that I would totally recommend if you're wanting to put together any kind of a destination event and have a good time at the same time doing it, all right? Now, with that said, y'all, I have also posted Sasha her Facebook in the Facebook group as well. And Sasha, I believe you are part of the Urban CEO Network. Make sure you go ahead and post your information so that people can get in contact with you. We appreciate you so much. Now, if you want to be a co-host on today and you have a breakthrough that you want to share, any kind of a breakthrough, something that has happened to you over the past few days or weeks or even something in the last month, and you want to share to inspire other listeners, please go ahead and press the number one on your line. Press the number one on your line so that you can actually share your breakthrough. Guys, make sure to push the number one on your line. Don't forget, each and every Monday and Friday we have our radio show, and we're looking to continue to keep growing this thing, guys. Invite 2 to 5 people to listen in with you, and 2 to 5 people to listen in with you every single week so that we can grow this thing. Again, if you want to share your breakthrough, go ahead and press the number one on the line, the number one on the line, and you'll be able to share your breakthrough, share who you are, and all those great things. Don't forget as well, guys, go get your T-shirts by going to UrbanCEONetwork.com. That's where you're going to purchase your T-shirt. Also, that is also where you'll be able to see some of our Urban CEOs, and we've added a few. And we'll be adding more because I know that we've received more emails from our urban CEOs who purchased their shirts. We have on there Dr. Terica Young, Trayana D. Towns, and Jendai Stafford. So those are some of our CEOs who are listed. They have purchased their shirts and supporting the movement, darling. So for those of you who also have submitted your information, we'll be having that stuff updated today, yes, honey, today your stuff will be on the website. Make sure to follow the instructions, though. Some people just still do not follow instructions for whatever reason. They do what they want to do stuff the way they want to do it. And I'm telling you guys, that's when it makes it difficult for us to be able to get things done the right way. Okay. All right. Again, if you want to share on the show today, you have a breakthrough, go ahead and press the number one. Press the number one. And what I'm going to do to announce you, I will say the last 4 of your phone number. The last 4 of your phone number, and then you will also hear it say unmute it, and you're going to go ahead and start. All right, so we have the last 4 of the number is 1428. Last 4 is 1428. You are now live on the Urban CEO Radio Show. Who do we have on the line?
Hey, this is Fortune Black. This is a CEO out here in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Well, hello,
hey, so,
CEO. How you doing?
I am fantastic. I'm really enjoying the show here. I appreciate the people you're bringing on here and the information you continue to deliver to us for free, man, for free. That's what's up.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for being a part of the movement as well. Well, go ahead and share with us. What's your breakthrough?
Yeah, so just as I sent this to my son the other day. He's 17, about to get ready to go to college. I found this quote, and I don't know how to pronounce this person's last name. It's like Gerbach Chaal. I don't know how, or something like that. Either way, the quote is what's important. It says, if you genuinely want something, don't wait for it. Teach yourself to be impatient. So that is something that is that I have learned over the last several years, is trying to really get my business growing and getting some momentum with it, is that I'm more laid back. And I find a lot of people are acting the same way as black CEOs, period, should say. And so they have these ideas, and then they don't implement them. They have a book, they don't go write the book. They have a business they want to start, and they don't go do it. They're waiting for this perfect time, and they can't. They get to the point where time has run out. And so I look at my life now, and the reason why things have continued to move along, and why people say, how do you get so much done being a single father, getting your master's degree, running a business, do all these things, how are you doing all this? I say, because basically what this quote says right there, that I taught myself to be impatient. So that's the breakthrough I've been having here. I've been looking at, thinking about, and talking about for the last week. Thanks for letting me share.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for sharing. And I love that quote. By the way, CEO, what is it that you do? And please make sure that once we are done, you go share in the group as well.
I am an author, and I'm a high-performance strategist for small
right.
business owners.
Okay. And how can we contact you?
I am found at D. Orlando Fortune all over the place. You Google D. Orlando Fortune, see me all over the place. And that's D, then Orlando. It looks like Orlando, but it's with an A. A-R-L-E-N-D-O. D. Orlando Fortune all over the place.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing. Y'all, yes, be impatient. Be impatient with what it is that you want, your results. And I love what you said. That is just so powerful because, I mean, when you think about anybody that has ever obtained a substantial amount of success, they'll tell you, like, I didn't wait around for somebody to approve it or wait around for somebody to accept it. I didn't wait around for somebody to save me or to pull me up. I got impatient with it, and I love that. I love that. I love it. Thank you for sharing. Do we have anybody else that wants to share? Make sure you go ahead and press the number one if you've got a breakthrough that you want to share. And trust me, guys, I tell you, there's so many people right now that are afraid to press that one. I know you're afraid, but you know what? One of the best ways to combat your fear is to go after it. Just do it anyway. Just think about it like this. It's just you and me on the line, and we're just talking, okay? But if you want to share your breakthrough, go ahead and press the number one, and that will allow you to get on here. I think Seneca has pressed the number one again, so let me see. I'm going to unmute her real quick. Seneca, do you have a breakthrough with us today?
I do have a breakthrough, and I want to share my very first breakthrough. My very first breakthrough, in 2014, my husband and I, you know, we got married, and in 2016, only 2 years into marriage, he was diagnosed with a stage 4 cancer called Hodgkin's lymphoma, which was more of a blood cancer. And on May 11, 2018, which was our original wedding date, he got his power port removed, which means he was cancer-free. And that was one of my biggest breakthroughs because that was one of the hardest moments of my life. And because that happened, it gave me the drive, it gave me the push, it gave me, you know, it gave us basically everything we needed to, you know, go above and beyond. Because if we could get through and overcome that, I knew anything else that was thrown at us, we could go through it, we could get through it. So keep pushing, y'all, keep pushing, regardless of what your situation is now or in the future or whatever the case may be. Let's just keep pushing because the only thing that can stop us is ourselves.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Seneca, for just continuously sharing and definitely giving us these amazing breakthroughs. Man, these are so good today. How about that, right? We got to keep pushing no matter what. And let me tell you something. Y'all, something happened the other day. Let me tell you about my breakthrough. So my breakthrough is, and I'm not going to exactly explain what the challenge was because I don't like to always give life to certain things because it's over with. But for this particular one, that's why I don't want to give life. But sometimes you do want to share the testimonies that other people can be impacted. But what I will tell you is this. I woke up in the morning. I will tell you, I lost my power cord, right? I had lost my power cord. For my laptop, I didn't lose it. I left it in the hotel in New York. And so I woke up in the morning to go and get the power cord and, you know, was able to plug my computer back in and get it started. Y'all know I can't live without my computer, right? And then realized that I had left something else or lost something else that was just truly valuable. And honestly, this was something where it was to the point where I was trying to hold back the tears because I couldn't believe that I had lost it. And I couldn't believe that this was happening to me. And so, initially I panicked a little bit. I started freaking out and things of that nature. And I decided that, you know what? Taria, as I've always, you know, try to tell myself is that it's not what happens to you, it's what you do with what happens to you. And so I had to go in and make a declaration to myself that I'm not going to worry about this challenge because there's nothing I can do to change it. Well, anyways, I decided to go ahead and push forward, coming to realize that I was still able to get a lot of things done that I was kind of fearful that I wouldn't be able to get done. I was still able to get a lot of things done. We still have new clients, new business that's starting. We still have projects that are going on.
And even though this may be a short-term setback, I realize that it's only just an opportunity for me to get better. And so that's my breakthrough, y'all. I made a decision I was not going to be affected by that. There was nothing I could do to change it, and I just kept on pushing and pushing forward. So that's my breakthrough example. I think we have somebody else that wants to share their breakthrough, and the last four is 9504. 9504, you are now live on the Urban CEO Radio Show. Who do we have on the line?
Yes, good afternoon. Good afternoon. This is Trianda. I'm calling here from Chicago.
Hey, Trayanda, how are you? One of our official 100 members as well. I know that because she's on the website. What's your breakthrough, love?
Well, my breakthrough is just listening to just how things are going and headed today, and just in how the push sometimes is just all that you have left when everything, it seems like it's just not adding up. And so just the quote I have is, our greatest glory is never falling but in rising every time we fall. And it has, just speaking even for myself, I have had to push through some, oh, my God, some tremendous things, and where everyone I thought that was going to be the ones that pushed me and support me were the ones that pretty much were encouraging me to lay down and just stay there. And so in that, you know, I've learned that those are not the ones a lot of times it's going to be the ones that hold your arms up, but the ones that you meet on the way when you do push and get up. And so I just wanted to share that today and just hearing what you were saying. And as you were also encouraging those that, you know, maybe going through and feeling like giving up, but just to continue on, because in that, that's where you find, as I always say, the beginning and in your ending. And so just staying focused, and just keep moving.
I love it. Thank you so much again. And Trayanda, I meant to ask, well, Seneca's on here all the time, but Trayanda, what is it that you do, and how can we get in contact with you?
Well, I am a multifaceted, how can I say, a multifaceted entrepreneur as well as a business owner. I have a foundation called the Navy Town Foundation in honor of my deceased daughter, who was a victim of a homicide, where at this day that I'm working to build her legacy, as well as I have another company called, and it was just awesome in that finding that quote, because I do have another company called Glory Cloud Enterprises, where its focus is on being collaborative, building relationships collaborative, that everyone is sowing into the village of helping to restore and encourage lives. You can find me on my Facebook page called Glory Cloud Enterprises, Inc., as well as Instagram. It's also Glory Cloud, ENTINC. Facebook, Instagram.
Awesome. Thank you again so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And for everybody who did share their breakthrough, make sure that you do go over to the Facebook group and definitely post your flyer or your ad directly to the timeline. Include hashtag Urban CEO when you make the post. I'm sorry, Urban CEO Radio Show. Make sure that you include that hashtag so that we know you were on the show as well. But hashtag Urban CEO Radio Show. That's the post that you want to put. Or the hashtag that you want to put, because we definitely want to highlight you guys for being a part of the radio show and sharing your breakthroughs. I mean, guys, I'm telling you, it takes a tremendous amount of courage to step up and share stuff about yourself, about your situation, to people that you don't necessarily know. But the truth is this, when you step up into that courage, there's so many people that are being affected by you, okay? They need to hear these stories. I know me, I need to hear sometimes just a little bit. You know, I am self-motivated, but at the end of the day, I don't mind hearing some incredible stories of empowerment that will get my butt to work, right? That's why even on social media, I'm very conscious about who I follow. I don't follow nobody that don't motivate me. If you're motivating and I get inspired, then I get to work. You know what I mean? And so that is what you being a co-host on this radio show is all about. And also, don't compare your breakthrough to somebody else's breakthrough. Everybody has their own situation, and everybody has their own goods and bads and things of that nature, okay? And so please remember that it's so important that you don't compare what you're going through with someone else, because when we start doing that, what happens, guys, is then we start belittling what's going on, and we're not able to overcome. And I know me, I used to look at other people's stories, and they used to say, well, I was this, you know, and I was that. And I would say, well, damn, I didn't have that many things going on, right? And so who am I to even want to get up here and share? And then when I started sharing my story, people were like, I'm a techie too, you know, or I lost my parents as well, you know, and these are people all types of ages. And I never realized how much of sharing my story could impact other people. No matter how small I thought it was somebody that was in that group, that audience that was sitting there dealing with what I've dealt with that needed to hear from me. So, again, guys, continue to keep on joining us each Monday and Friday, the Urban CEO Radio Show. Please continue to keep joining us. Please continue to keep inviting people. Make sure, if you haven't already done so, get your T-shirts. Simply go to urbanceonetwork.com, purchase your T-shirt, and when you get your shirt in the mail, make sure to also put a picture, okay? Put a picture so that we can see you. We want to see you guys. We definitely want to see you and see what it is that you do, okay? So make sure, again, that you definitely do that and stay connected, all right? Now I'm going to go ahead and get ready to wrap this thing on up, y'all. And as I like to close out every single show, vision. Guys, vision is the art of seeing what's invisible to others. So don't allow people who do not see what you see to break your focus. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, don't you look left. Don't you look right. Only stay focused forward on what God has for you. And at the end of the day, my darling, all will be well. Deuces!